pick two.
I'm going to tell you a story of my greatest victory. For years I ravaged the lands of men. I was their fantasy and their nightmare, the goddess of war. They wanted me more than anything in the world, but no matter how many of them tried to take me, they died. Noble kings, knights in shining armor, and whole armies of fodder, they all piled up at my feet. Countless generations of men died in the wars against me. I would slaughter an army, and 16, maybe 17 years later, the sons those men left behind would face me, screaming for vengeance in the names of their fathers until they too died by my hand, their lives ending in misery and failure. But those lads left behind sons of their own, and so the cycle continued. Men beyond number were slain. Finally, after years of butchery, their greatest kingdoms form an alliance to defeat me. They mobilize everything. Every available male, from boys in their teens to old men, were amassed. Of course, I'd been harvesting the world's manhood for so long that any men lucky enough to live past their 20s were considered old. I find that particularly telling of just how thorough I was at harvesting mankind. Needless to say, I learned of the amassing horde as I hewed my way through some pathetic little empires. I found their encampment quite easily. They were a magnificent sight. There were millions of them. Tens of millions, even. That sea of masculinity stretched far, far beyond the horizon. It was impossible to even guess how many banners fluttered over their heads. Regimental standards, royal flags. I love the banners men bring into battle. They're symbols of their pride and bravado. And just like the boys who carry them, they end up in pieces beneath my boots. They formed up and charged all the fanfare one would expect from such a force. Trumpets blew, drums were beaten, banners were held high, and every man in that army screamed for my blood. They charged me. I knew nothing but anticipation. The prospect of carving up so many fine young lads already excited me. I met the onrushing horde head-on, one woman against tens of millions of strong, furious young men. As soon as I reached them, they began dying in droves. I'm a goddess, and these men were nothing before me. Already my inferiors, they were made even slower and more pathetic in their cumbersome armor that did them no good. My blade cut through their armor, their flesh, their bone, and their meat and muscles, as if they were made of butter. They fell screaming, just like their forefathers had. Even as entire regiments of young bucks piled up into the enormous heaps of butchered meat, the bastards still had their eyes locked on my breasts, blood spattered and heaving as I swung my blade through them, felling them like wheat before a scythe. Needless to say, they sent the youngest lads in first. Strong and brave, they were always a joy to kill. They're always so eager, so confident in themselves. They're just men, though, just nameless, faceless lumps of meat for me to kill. Playthings, really. Their muscles and confidence didn't help them as they waded into my blade. I almost felt bad for them. Almost. They were told they were sent in first so they could have the glory of slaying the goddess. Their elders rationalized it as sending in their most energetic troops in first to wear me down. In reality, the older men were sacrificing the youth of their gender, their own sons, so they could watch me fight and see my beauty. The lives of their youth were a small price to pay to see me. Those poor, doomed little boys. They piled up like cordwood, and I stood atop their broken backs and mutilated chests, felling the big, brave, brainless lads like the insects they were as they continued to swarm me. It goes without saying that not every bastard that fell to my blade was killed outright. Many of them wounded were trampled by their comrades as they surged forward to die, but I finished them off, a great number of them. They were lucky. I crushed their skulls beneath my heel, laughing at their plight as their heads were pulped beneath my boots. The ecstasy I felt as having my breasts splashed with the blood of men and my legs spluttered with their brains and gore was beyond anything I had ever known. I can't even begin to guess how many of the poor boys died beneath my heels, but it wasn't enough. It will never be enough. The battle went on for days. By daylight and moonlight, I butchered men. I sliced them open with my blade, lopped off their heads, crushed their skulls. I drove my blade through them, hacked off limbs, and split them in two. It was slaughter on a scale unimagined before. The ocean of corpses stretched for mile after mile, enormous heaps of bodies protruding from the sea, and dead lads in place I had chosen to stand and fight instead of simply continuing to slice through the ranks. After a few days, the war cries began to give way to pitiful pleas for mercy. In the end, the men simply began falling to their knees, weeping and begging for mercy. They pleaded to the new goddess for mercy. I gave them none. After all, the only good man is a dead one. Oh, I made all those boys so well behaved. By the sixth dawn, it was over. As the sun came up that morning, I was the only thing living left standing for miles and miles in every direction. Tens of millions of strapping young lads lay dead all around me. Thousands upon thousands of wounded men littered that ocean of bodies, writhing in agony as they bled out. Every wound was mortal, and their moans and cries were music to my ears. The screams of the dying slowly subsided until at last, I alone was left alive, the carrion birds themselves frightened away by my mere presence. Broken banners shook limply in the breeze. I made myself a throne of corpses, picking the handsomest of the bodies to rest my curves upon. I sat upon the pile of bodies and sighed with contentment, wiping the blood from my breasts and legs with the gaudy banner of some miserable kingdom whose manhood I had just vanquished. The kings and leaders of men all ended up as a footrest, their ornate armor now nothing more than a trophy for me to put my boots upon. And as I looked out of all those butchered men I had left in my wake, all I could think about was how I couldn't wait to kill their sons when they came of age. And here I am, all these years later. Did you like my story? It doesn't matter. That's why I took your legs off, so even if you didn't, I'd still have a captive audience, no matter how I killed your father. Crap. All the way to the end, I'm not redoing this. I wonder how I killed your father. He was just one among millions. And so are you, but maybe, just maybe, if you're lucky, I'll remember killing you. Just like this.